The new Blackhawks season begins on Thursday. Kind of. It's the preseason. Hawks will be hosting the St. Louis Blues at the United Center, but it is a very exciting time to be excited about the Blackhawks and about hockey in Chicago. Luke Richardson and Seth Jones would agree.
We had two scrimmage days, and the adrenaline was there at the beginning of the scrimmage yesterday, and I think it kind of teetered at the end, so they're ready for a game and want to play against someone else except themselves. So.
It's nice to play a game, yeah. We've been almost a week and a half now, maybe, or was it a week? A little bit over a week. So, yeah, it's a lot of practicing. It's been a lot of learning. It's been good kind of competing against each other and trying to ramp it up, but you get a different feeling. Obviously, tomorrow will be United Center, and you get a different feeling with the fans and starting to get a little bit more ramped up for regular season.
So far in training camp, we've seen a whole bunch of prospects, a lot of practicing going on, and two scrimmages, which were highlighted in the first scrimmage on Monday, where we saw two goals from Connor Bedard and two goals from Lucas Reichel.
He looks really good. Seems like a really nice guy that, you know, loves the game, loves to work. So pretty exciting. I think all fans should be really excited about him. And you know, I know everyone in the room knows he's going to be a huge contributor this year.
Yeah, you saw it today. Like, I scored and he scored, and we switched it up. It's fun, and then we compete out there, and that makes it fun. And you know, it's scrimmage. I mean, we'd still compete, but we had like five lines out there and we didn't play a full game. It's like different a little bit, but yeah, we always try to play your best way.
So obviously it's very exciting to see the top two prospects for the Blackhawks fulfilling their potential, at least in the early going. Let's start with Connor Bedard's line. It features Taylor Hall, Connor Bedard, and Ryan Donato. Keep in mind, those are three pieces that were not on this Blackhawks team last year. And as soon as the Blackhawks secured the number one overall pick, there was a lot of thought of who would be on the same line as Connor Bedard. That's when the Blackhawks made the trade to acquire Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno. We'll get into a lot of Nick Foligno a little bit later, but Taylor Hall actually missed the first couple of days of training camp, just dealing with an injury. He does say he feels really good right now. He wouldn't go ahead and use the cliche of being in the best shape of his life, but he said he's practically there. And as far as his new potential line mate and Connor Bedard, he calls him the whole package and says he has the opportunity to be one of the best players in the league. But Hall also is not slouching on Ryan Donato either.
Yeah, I skated with him a couple times before camp. He's got some really nifty hands. He makes plays around the net. He can skate well, obviously. I think that's a guy you're kind of looking at. He could have a, you know, pretty big season with the role. You know, if he can get into a nice role and a nice rhythm, he's someone that can kind of pop off the page and have a good year for himself.
Longtime coach Tony Granato has been hanging around Fifth Third Arena lately, as he's now going to be one of the Blackhawks analysts over on the TV side of things at NBC Sports Chicago. But he actually coached Donato for Team USA in 2018 and mentioned how great of a player he is and an even better teammate. Now, Donato, as you can imagine, very complimentary about Connor Bedard. He said earlier this week that good players like that tend to make their line mates better. And he thinks that the whole line can benefit from this three-person pairing. You probably did see one of Connor Bedard's passes on Blackhawks social media. They put it on Twitter. They put it on Instagram. Just a beautiful saucer pass from the neutral zone as Hall was coming over across the blue line. It had just enough on it. And it's that vision that scouts and fans and other hockey players are just mesmerized by, how he's able to do that so quickly and so effortlessly. Later on in that period, he had another near setup to Ryan Donato, which just goes to show you how good the kid is not only scoring goals, but also setting up goals. And if he's able to do what he was doing in training camp and at the prospect showcase, this is going to be a very, very fun year and beyond. One other thing to note in that second scrimmage, where Bedard nearly set up both Hall and Ryan Donato, Arvid Soderblom made a couple of very big saves. Beginning of that scrimmage, the focus was on the defense and how well they did, and also how well they adjusted to coughing up five goals in the game prior. Let's move on to the next line, featuring Andreas Athanasiou, Lucas Reichel, and Philip Kurashev. This is going to be a very interesting line this season, and keep in mind, none of these are set in stone. It's hockey. Things could change very, very quickly, but these are the groups that Luke Richardson is working with right now. Keep in mind where Andreas Athanasiou was last year at this time. He was put on a top line with Patrick Kane and Max Domi, and Luke Richardson was really looking forward to seeing how that speed and skill could all complement each other. Athanasiou is still on a very fast and skilled line, but it is a bit of a different situation right now. The team has expressed that they envision Lucas Reichel as a center. So now with Reichel at center, Athanasiou and Kurashev on each side of him, it's going to be very interesting to see how all three of those guys respond this year. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Lucas Reichel heading into his third year in the NHL, but really his first year of consistent NHL play. And the Blackhawks are adding more responsibility to his role. Being at center, he's going to have to showcase his strength and his puck handling ability a little bit more. We definitely saw that in the couple of scrimmages. Our own Troy Murray even said that Reichel was the best guy on the ice for the first scrimmage, better than Connor Bedard. Here's my personal take. I do feel like if Lucas Reichel can take another step offensively this year, that might take some pressure off of Andreas Athanasiou and Philip Kurashev. I mean, the Blackhawks want all three of those guys to be more confident shooting the puck, but especially Lucas Reichel. So if the main focus becomes him, maybe those other guys are in a bit of a safer role, less pressure role, and they clearly have the puck handling skills and speed, but it will be interesting to see how all three of those complement each other. So far, Luke Richardson has liked what he's seen.
I think he was really good and strong skating yesterday, and their team, that line today was probably the best line I saw in practice. Like, they were flying, all three of them, in the drills, and they played together before, and they look confident.
Again, just Lucas Reichel's goals in that first scrimmage. I think one was a move around Paul Ledwinski. Just kind of juggled the puck past Ledwinski, created space right in front of the net, and just flipped it on through. You also saw just a shoot-first mentality coming from Lucas Reichel. He told us after the scrimmage that being a shoot-first type of player is a little bit difficult for him because he says it almost breaks his personality. You can't be the nice guy. You gotta be selfish. You gotta shoot the puck, but you gotta have confidence with it. So far, it seems like Lucas Reichel is doing and saying all the right things. I know you might be asking about his size. He said he's been fluctuating around 187 to 189 pounds. Clearly, the Blackhawks want him to bulk up a little bit more, so he will be better suited at that center position on the ice. So hopefully that strength can just continue as Lucas Reichel gets older and grows in this Blackhawks organization. It was also nice to hear how he's not shying away from any extra pressure and how he doesn't think Connor Bedard's arrival will take some pressure off of him. He did say he was impressed with how Bedard is able to handle all of that pressure, handle all of that media attention, all while doing so young. But Reichel continued to show his confidence and say he likes that pressure that the NHL brings, and he's excited for more of it. Another important line this year is going to be Nick Foligno, Corey Perry, and Jason Dickinson. It's a really interesting time for guys like Dickinson and Taylor Radish. When you think about it, they're both guys that came over in trades that were hoping to benefit from a scene change. Now they've gotten it, but they're going to be free agents after this season. So this is a big year to really show their value, whether it's with the Blackhawks or with another team. But it also gives Dickinson an opportunity to play with a couple of veterans and guys that are probably looked at as leaders heading into this season. On Wednesday, Luke Richardson shared this awesome story about Nick Foligno, because the other day, Nick Foligno mentioned that his first year in the league at 19 years old, he sat next to Luke in the Ottawa Senators locker room, and Luke Richardson just looked at him and said, "Man, I've got to retire."
I played with his dad, and when I got traded at training camp, he was just moving the family from Buffalo because they came at the end of the last year, and Nick was running around the house about that big when I rented my house to them. And so when we got back together at the end of my career, he was a young guy coming out of junior. And much like we're doing this year, we used to ride the bikes after every game and practice, so I made Nick ride the bike beside me, and one day he was just kind of sauntering on the bike, and his first time, then he got off and he thought he was leaving. I go, "Where are you going?" Like, I'm doing sprints because I'm the 6th, 7th defenseman trying to stay in the league. I go, "Get back on the bike." And he's like, "Oh." He came running back, he got back on the bike, and so we had a good relationship. We had fun with it, but, you know, letting a young player coming out of junior that's used to being the star has to work his way into the league. And, you know, I mean, I was just trying to be to him what now he is to guys like Connor and young guys coming in the league. Give them the information. Don't let them, everything doesn't have to be a hard lesson. Give them some information beforehand, and then it's, you know, see what they do with it and maybe follow through, make sure that they do it. And also just being a buddy for them too, like an older guy, even though there's an age separation. Once you're in the dress room and on the bench, you're a hockey player, and just to be a peer and making sure that you're able to talk to them and let them talk to you and have a good relationship. So I remember that with Nick, and I see it already here, him with all the young players. So it's great to have him here and have good memories. And he knows that I'm the coach, so we can have some fun, but there's going to be some times where he's not going to be happy with me and I'm not going to be happy with him in 82 games.
But helping out Connor and the young kids is something that Foligno is doing already.
Yeah, just get to know them. You know, sometimes in this environment, right, you get to know somebody, but you really get to know somebody over dinner and what they actually like to eat and don't like to eat. And you know, the conversation can be a little more organic in that way. So I like to do that with everybody. I'll try to have a lot of guys over. My poor wife will have to cook a lot. So it's never me cooking, which is a good thing usually. No food poisoning yet for anybody.
Chicago, there's pretty good restaurants.
Yeah, that too, yeah. It's a little cheaper to cook at home, though. But no, it's and that's the thing too. We've eaten out a lot in this thing. Smokes, man. It's good food here. I thought Boston was good. We lived in the North End. There's a lot of good pockets. Yeah. But that's the beauty of it. It's just, like I said, getting guys over and getting to know them. And we had a lot of fun hanging out and just talking, getting to know his life story kind of. And I'm sure we'll get to bond a little bit more.
And aside from Bedard having to play mini sticks with Foligno's kids, Connor has also really appreciated how Foligno has taken him in so far.
Yeah, he's been unreal. Like you said there, he texts me all the time throughout the summer, called me or whatever to see how I'm doing, make sure I'm working hard. But he's been great. I got to go over to his house, meet his family and kids and everything, and it was a lot of fun. He's been so good to me, and he's made me feel so comfortable, and as well as all the young guys. So he's such a good person, such a good kind of role model, and it's pretty great for me to have a guy like him.
Might as well add what Taylor Hall had to say about Nick Foligno, his both former and current teammate.
Yeah, Fleggy's he's the real deal. He's been a captain. He's seen a lot. I think he's been through a lot, you know, personally, in his own life. He's got basically a story or something to say to you with anything that you go to him with. And it's not just young guys that, you know, he talks to. I've had good conversations with him. He's really someone that, you know, I know you've heard it, but a really good person, but very genuine. Sometimes guys that are like the loud guys, they can kind of be like, it's a bit for show. Like, he's not for show. He's the real deal, and he's going to be great for our locker room. He's great for me. Like, you know, I'm only 2 or 3 years younger than him, but I still look up to him as a role model and a guy that, like I said, just really provides a really solid foundation for our dressing room.
As you probably already know by now, the Blackhawks won't have a captain heading into this season. And they say a big reason of that is because they want to honor what Jonathan Toews did in his time as the Blackhawks captain. There's a lot of leadership on this team, and a lot of it coming from last year's squad in Seth Jones and Connor Murphy. I imagine they'll be wearing the A once again this year. But as far as the leadership that comes from outside the organization, guys like Nick Foligno, Taylor Hall, and Corey Perry, I understand some Hawks fans might still be upset with the fact that Corey Perry is playing for the Blackhawks and in a leadership role. But I think this front office thought it was very important to make sure that there was leadership from the outside, guys that aren't named Toews or Kane. Because not only is it just a new era, a turning of the page, but it gives the young kids a variety of influence. It allows these young players to kind of think for themselves and not just think, okay, this is how the Blackhawks have done it for the past 15 years, or even for the past 2 or 3 years. This is how we're doing it right now. And we've got outside expertise coming from multiple guys. I just think that that can benefit this team, and more importantly, benefit the young kids, because it allows them to find their own way. Even though the Blackhawks' transparency seems to be there of what they're looking to do, where they're looking to be in the next couple of years, even if Kyle Davidson won't put a timeline on it. So anyway, super jacked for Thursday's game against the St. Louis Blues. 6 preseason games in total. The only one you can't hear on the radio will be the upcoming Sunday against the Detroit Red Wings. Other than that, every single game this year on 720 WGN Radio. It'll be John Weideman, Troy Murray, and myself. Really looking forward to it. Can't wait to talk to you throughout the year. I'm Joe Brand. Have a good rest of your day.